हरिधामसु तेषु तेषु ते प्रभाव निचया विहिताश्चे गोलोको नामनी निज धाम नितले ततस्य देवी महेश हरिधामसु तेषु तेषु ते प्रभाव निचया विहिताश्चे गोविंदमादि पुरुषं तमहं गच्छामि। गोलोको नामनी निज धाम नि देर इज ए प्लैनेट in the spiritual world. The material world, you can see the material sky, limit of the sky, the horizon, but you are not able to reach even the moon planet, the nearest planet. But within this universe, within this horizon, there are innumerable planets. Asesha, jasya prabha prabhavato jagadanna koti kotisu asesha vasudhadi vibhuti bhinnam. By the shining effulgence from the body of Krishna, that is called Brahma Jyoti. Within that Brahma Jyoti or effulgence, there are innumerable universes. Ananta Koti. Jasya prabha prabhavato jagadanna koti. Koti means innumerable. 1 million, 10 million is equal to 1 lakh. And such 100 lakhs makes a koti. So, actually we see there are innumerable planets. But beyond this creation, this is material creation, one fourth manifestation of God's creation, this material world. This is also only one universe. There are innumerable universes clustered together. And beyond this clustering of universes, there is another sky, which is called Parabrahma, or spiritual sky. If you want to go there, then you have to penetrate through the material coverings, earth, water, fire, air, like that. Each layer so big, and the next layer is 10 times more than the first layer. In this way, there are several layers. So penetrating through that several layers, you reach the spiritual sky. And after reaching the spiritual sky, there are so many Vaikuntha planets, spiritual planets. So that is summarized, Goloko Namni Nijadhamni Tale Chatasya. The topmost planet is called Goloka, or Krishna, Krishna Loka. Go means cows. Krishna is very much fond of cows. Therefore, that planet is called also Goloka, the planet full of cows. We have recited Brahma Samhita today. Chintamani prakara sadmasu kalpa vrikha lakha vritesu suravira vipalayantam. Krishna is engaged in tending cows. He is very much fond of cows. Suravi, they are not ordinary cows. In the spiritual world, everything is spiritual. So, there is a planet, Golokana. So, that is the highest planet. Golokanamni Nijadhamni, that is the personal abode. Golokanamni Nijadhamni Talechatasya. Under that planet, there are other planetary systems They are called Devi Dhamma, Mahesh Dhamma, Hari Dhamma. Now this universe, this material world is called Devi Dhamma. Devi Dhamma. It is under the control of the material energy. Shisti sthiti pralaya sadhana shakti reka chayiva jasya bhuvanani vibhati durga. This energy is also personified called Durga Devi. So, above this planetary system, there is Mahesha Dham, in the border between spiritual sky and material sky. Above that, there are Hari Dham, the Vaikuntha planets, where Narayana, in various forms, is predominating. And above all of them, there is Goloka Dham, or Krishna's Dham. The picture we have given in Srimad Bhagavatam. So, Goloka Namni Nija Dham Nitale Chatasya Devi Mahesha Hari Dham Suti Suti Tete Prabhava Nichaya Vihitasya Jena. Each planetary system has got specific atmosphere. Everything is specific. That is done, that is created by the Supreme Personality of God. So, in this way, Krishna is there in the topmost Goloka Dhamma. But still, Goloka Dhamma Nivasati, although he is living there, Akhilatma Bhuta, he is everywhere. He is everywhere. That is Krishna. It's like we are sitting in this hall. We are not in our apartment, house. Krishna is not like that. He is in the Goloka Namni Nija Dhamni, in his own planet. He is engaged in his occupation. Somewhere he is tending cows. Somewhere he is dancing with the gopis. He is going on with his enjoying occupations. But still, he is everywhere. Goloka Namni. Goloka eva nivasati. Nivasati means, although he is living there. Akhilatma bhuto. He is everywhere. He is within your heart. Ishara sarva-bhutanam riddhesi arjuna tishto. He is within our heart. Not only within the heart, he is within the atoms. Ekappasaurachayatam jagadanna koti jachakti rasti jagadanna chayajadantam annantarastham paramanuchayantarastham. He is one plenary portion. Has entered this material world as Garbhodaksai Vishnu. From Garbhodaksai Vishnu, there is expansion of Kirodaksai Vishnu. That Kirodaksai Vishnu has entered every atom. Ekappasura chayatam jagadanna koti jachakti rasti jagadanna chayajana. So, Krishna is everywhere. And if you are devotee, then you can catch. This is the secret. Just like electricity is everywhere, electrons. One who can tackle the electrons, they can talk without any direct connection by electronic method, thousand miles away, just like radio message, television message. So, similarly, Krishna is also everywhere, just like the waves of sound wave is going on. As soon as you produce, I produce one sound, immediately within a second, this sound goes round the earth seven times. See, if a material thing has got so much power, just think how much power God has got. So He is everywhere. Simply, you have to catch Him. And He is also ready for being caught. Yes. If somebody wants to catch Him, suppose you are a devotee, if you want to catch Him, He comes forward 10 times than your desire. He is so kind. Therefore, we have to simply receive Him. So this deity worship in the temple means worshipping Krishna, the Supreme Personality of God. He is Akhilatmabhuta, where Himself finding is everywhere. Therefore, He has very kindly accepted to assume a form which you can handle. This form of Krishna, the atheist will say that here is a form made of marble. How is that they are worshipping God, Krishna? That is atheist view. But from the Shastra we understand Krishna, if He is within the atom, why not within the marble? It is simply understanding, not only within, the marble itself is also Krishna. Because in the Bhagavad Gita, we understand Bhumi, Rapa, Anala, Vayu, Khang, Mana, Buddhi, Riva. These material elements, earth, water, fire, air, they are Krishna's energy. Krishna says, Bhinna me Pakiti Astadha. They are my energies, separated energy. So, even if you consider that here is not Krishna but a marble, no, that marble is also Krishna. Marble is all, and Krishna is being omnipotent. Even for your logical argument, even if you say that this is a marble statue, still, Krishna is so powerful, omnipotent, that He can accept your service in through this marble. Actually, it is not marble. Or from spiritual vision, everything being Krishna, so Krishna can accept your service even through the marble, even through the water, even through the fire. Why not? Energy. Just like if you come to the sun sign, energy of sun, you immediately touch the sun glow. Is it not? Because the beams are coming from the sun glow, so as soon as you touch the sun sign, sun beam, you touch the sun immediately. And there are yogis who can reach the sun planet through the beams of sun. Because the spirit soul is very, very small, smaller than the atom. Kesagra satuha agrasya satuha kulpitasya. And the spirit soul can go everywhere. And it is the speed of spirit soul is greater than the mind. You have got experience of the speed of the mind. In a second, you can go many thousands of miles. Suppose you are sitting here, those who are Indians, immediately, within a second, one can reach Calcutta, Bombay, immediately, without even less than a second's time. The mind speed you can imagine, and finer than the mind is the spirit soul. So how much speedy is the spirit soul, that we have to know from the Shastras. Shastra Janita, everything. Therefore, do not think that we have installed a marble statue. The rascals will say they are hidden. No. We are worshipping Krishna personally. Krishna personally, Krishna has kindly assumed this form just because we cannot see Krishna, the gigantic Krishna. Our Krishna is everywhere. Atasya Krishna namadi navave drayam indriye. Our imperfect senses cannot see Krishna immediately. But Krishna is so kind. As we can see stone, we can see wood, we can see earth, we can see water, we can see color. Therefore, Krishna comes before us, quite suitable for our vision. But he is Krishna. So this deity worship, those who are in charge of deity worship, they should never should think that here is a statue. No, here is Krishna. The honor, the respect, the sambhram means with great honor, you must always think that here is Krishna personally. Don't think that it is a statue. Krishna personally. So you should honor and think of and be cautious so that you may not commit offense. Krishna worship, if you neglect the process, then it will be offensive. There are 64 kinds of offenses. You have seen it in the Nectar of Devotion. So, not very much. You should be very much clean, first thing. Cleanliness is next to godliness. Very much clean. Rise early in the morning. Take your bath and perform Mangalarati, then chant Hare Krishna mantra, then read scriptures. In this way, remain 24 hours engaged in Krishna's service. This is the purpose of installing deity. Not that after a few days you think it is a burden. No, then it will be great offense. It is not burden, it is a great opportunity to serve Krishna. As the gopis are serving in Goloka Vrindavan, Krishna is so kind, he has come here to accept your service in a manner in which you can handle it. You can raise Krishna, you can offer prasadam, you can chant his glory. In this way, always remain engaged in Krishna consciousness and gradually you will find how you are advancing in spiritual life. Thank you very much.